a taste of the classics with a twist. Join me, Marguerite, with Classical Chaos, Sunday mornings starting at 9, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada.
Your Midweek Roots Music Fix every Wednesday evening with Folk Oasis, featuring the latest releases from Canadian and especially BC artists, as well as phone interviews and live studio sets with local and touring artists. Folk Oasis, two eclectic hours of roots music, always a Kumbaya free zone. Wednesday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9 and www.citr.ca.
Well, coming up to the top of the hour on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver is your host, Gregory Gann, with the program 433. This is classical music with a double twist. A classical music that is not going to be afraid to be experimental today. I have an excellent show lined up for you today, and we have a few very lucky surprises. You know, sometimes I feel that perhaps not for the rest of my life, but at least for 433, we've been extremely lucky. We've had several releases on the show. We've played music that has been unreleased before it even launched, like Jocelyn Morlock's beautiful Cobalt CD, which I attended at the new Fox Cabaret. Many puns were made about the Fox Cabaret, owing to the fact that it used to be an adult cinema, and now it hosts avant-garde concerts. So the piece that I wanted to highlight this week is, as promised, a work by Daniel Brandes. And I'm very excited to bring it to you because it has not, the world has not heard this piece yet. However, the world will be able to hear this piece quite soon, on March 15th, as a matter of fact. This is from Daniel Brandes' new work. The premiere performance will be on March 15th at the Open Space Gallery in Victoria from 1 to 4 p.m., and it will be followed by a Q&A with Daniel Brandes and Andrea Young. The release, again, comes out on March 15th, and it's available via the Bandcamp page for Daniel Brandes, which is danielbrandes.bandcamp.com. And they are currently taking pre-orders that ship on March 17th. And the release is the form of a book of poetry by Benjamin Brandes, who is Daniel's brother. The book includes seven poems, including the one used for the piece that I'm about to play, liner notes, and a digital download code. And the album is called Through the Window and the Wood. And once again, its premiere is going to be on March 15th at 1 p.m. in Victoria. I plan to be there, and I hope that you do too. If you come there because of this show and because you've heard these beautiful sounds on air tonight, well, come and say hello. Perhaps I should describe what I look like, but maybe I won't. And that way there will be some friendly interactions in the audience. So I'm going to play a piece called Dwellings Part 8. This is yet unreleased. Once again, its release is going to be on March 15th. This piece is comprised of mostly very, very soft white noise with only the occasional sung tone. And there's a good chance that you will think that you're listening to upwards of several minutes of dead air at any given moment. However, let me tell you that air is anything but dead in this work. Last week, I characterized Daniel's music as fragile and austere. Austere it is not, but it is indeed very fragile. So from an unreleased work called Through the Window and the Wood, Andrea Young and Daniel Brandy's Dwellings, Part 8.
Thank you. Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, the Rumpus Room, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
Wow, it sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus, or go online to www.citr.ca.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
And indeed, we're broadcasting from UBC right now. This is 433 with your host, Gregory Gann, on the UBC campus and on the frequency 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Of course, before the break, you heard Arvo Pärt, an Estonian composer who has pretty much started a genre that is characterized as holy minimalism, and that was Fratres. And before that, you heard an unreleased work by Daniel Brandes. It will be released, however, on March 15th at 1 p.m. at Victoria's Open Space Gallery. Andrea Young will be giving the premiere performance of Through the Window and the Wood, a 2-hour and 40-minute work for voice and electronics composed by Daniel Brandes. And of course, it was a very fragile, very soft work. And for those of you who, well, thought that perhaps something was wrong at the studio, I thank you for not calling in. Nothing was wrong. We were just enjoying these very sublime moments. And if other people come up and say, well, you shouldn't have played that, this is not what I'm going to say to them.
I'm gonna make it. Thank you.
There you go, Joseph Petrick. Orbiting Garden. What a lovely piece by a true innovator on the accordion. Petrick plays a custom-built accordion designed by him and built by Canadian Leo Niemi. And there are many different things I can say about this composer, but I think the music speaks louder than words. So the second half of the program has been focused, maybe you can tell, on innovators. Innovators that have changed something about the way that we hear music. Of course, a new music accordion player is quite innovative. Although we have played solo avant-garde tuba amongst theremin compositions. Thoughts elude me, but you know, this is a program dedicated to experimentation in music. Before that, we heard Ian Crutchley from the album Cult Figures, released by Center Discs. The song was Arco Lyrically. And before that, from Brian Eno and David Burns' awesome album, My Life in the Bush of Ghosts, Mia Culpa. My fault. Now I'd like to slow things down a little bit to top off the hour. We're going to play Anne Southam. And finally, to close off the program, a piano composition by Terry Riley called Cadence on the Wind. We started the program with a work that was dedicated to perhaps the open air. And we're going to finish the program with something that is dedicated to the movement of air. Anne Southam is a fantastic Toronto-based pianist and composer, working closely with Eva Goyen. And we're going to play Movement 1. Gack and the Exploding Head Movies is coming up next. Gack is not here today, but he has an excellent show pre-recorded for you. And this has been 4:33 with your host, Gregory Gann. I'll say a few words at the top of the hour. Meanwhile, thank you for listening. This has been 433 with your host, Greg Regan. If you have any questions about the show, please don't hesitate to write me, theoryofhappiness@yahoo.com, or follow me on Twitter, CITR_433. Stay tuned for a pre-recorded show with Exploding Head Movies.